Today's Shir Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Kuf Aleph Omud Aleph in the second volume of the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura, and we are in the middle of Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin, dealing with the halachos of benching bezimun, and we are starting with Sif Gimel today. And the Mechaber says, Hamitztarev, one who is combining with a group of people to bench bezimun, if he did not eat bread, and therefore he's unable to be yotzei with the birchas hamazon, as his bracha achrona will define what foods can and what foods cannot be yotzeid with a birchas hamazon. So if a person is eating something for which he cannot be yotzei his bracha achrona with their benching, yet he was one of the people, like we learned in yesterday's shir, that helped combine to make the Siruf of 3 or of 10 or more. So then, this person has to go and make his own bracha achrona on what he ate, and he's not potter, he's not exempt from the bracha of benching that the person who was leading the benching did. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tezvav explains, La'acha shigarma lishmo birchas hazimun, after he hears the bracha of zimun, so he goes and makes his own bracha achrona. Sif Katan Tezayin, Veinu Nifter, is not exempted by the benching. Rosh Shalom, and Mishnah Berurah is explaining to us, Afilu emir tzulachavin lotzeis birchas hamazon, even if he says, I will hear every word of the benching, and I will be yotzi with his benching, and not have to make my bracha achrona, gam kin lo mahani, that will not work. Kedekai Milan, as we will learn, Mirtz Hashem, Lekamen, Besimen, Reish Ches, Siv Yud Zayin, Uv Achronim Sham, so we learn when we get to the lochus of benching, the ein bircha shlosha, poteres me ein shlosha, that a person who has to make a bracha of al hamichya cannot be exempted by benching. And likewise, v'lo birchas bari nefashos rabos. If a person only has to make a bracha achrona called bari nefashos, the bari nefashos rabos that we're all familiar with, so then he can't, instead of that, listen to somebody say benching. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, ach, im ochal tomorim, if you pay dates, and the Gemara tells us in brachos that dates are zon, they fulfill a person, they sustain a person, they're more nutritious for a person. O shosayayin, or he drank wine, which also has the status of being zon, it sustains a person. Bivade mahani b'di'evid, so b'di'evid, if he heard benching and had intention to be yotze with the benching, the person who said the benching had intention to be yotze him, so then b'di'evid that works. Dokaim alam b'simen reishchas, we'll also learn over there in simen reishchas, the im b'di'evid berach aleim berchas hamazon yotze for person. Incorrectly, but bottom line, he did say berchas hamazon after eating tomorrow, dates, or after drinking wine, so then he would be yotzei with the benching b'di'evid. Ulefimad de pasku sham, and what was also paskind over there, kamachronim the af al daisa, also there on porridge in berach berachas hamazon yotzei. If you ate certain types of porridge, you would also be able to, instead of saying an alamilchi, be yotzei b'di'evid with benching. So then the same halacha over here would apply according to those achronim, gam b'daisa dina hachi. So to over here, the person had to make a bracha achrona on his porridge, which would be an alamichya, but instead he made benching, so he listened to somebody else say benching, he would be yotzi b'di'evit. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, because of a Magen Avraham, the mikol makom lechatchila yichavi bem shelo lotzis b'birchas hamazon. A person, however, should not rely upon this b'di'evit that you're yotzi with the tvarim or with the daisa or the wine, but he should in fact state, I do not wish to be yotzei with the birchas hamazon that they are saying. Because the real proper way, lechatchila, is every bracha should be the specific bracha that you're supposed to make. And even though b'di'evid it may be good to be benching, you really should have heard an alamichya, or you should have said a bari nefasho, so whatever the bracha might be, and therefore, if in fact you have in mind that you don't wish to be yotzei with the benching, that is the optimal way to do this, to make sure that you're doing this lechatchila and not b'di'evid. Back to the Mechaber, who now continues, by Medvar, Memur, what are we talking about over here? The Sagi, B'kol Ma'echol, Itztartli Asorah, that which we said in yesterday's shir, that if a person has Yerek, or even if he has certain types of beverages other than water, he can be included amongst the 10 people needed to say Hashem's name. That's when we said over there, that was for 10. When we said that it's acceptable to have those non-bread items, it's only to be mitzvah for 10. This is the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin explains, "Debelav didei, because even without you, yesh chiyuv zimun mina ochlin pas, because besides you, they still have more than 3 people that are eating together bread, and therefore they have to bench bezimun. And all you're doing, v'lo bo'inun lei, el laskar sashem, all you're doing is accomplishing, is allowing them, by now having 10, to say, nevarach lokeinu shechal misho, they're saying Hashem's name. So they're benching zimun anyway. Therefore, it's not a problem if you didn't have bread. However, he brings down here, in the name of the Rambam, avol lishlosh, but if you're the third person of 3, and you didn't eat bread, eino mitzdarif atshiocho kezayis pas. You cannot be included and can't make them bench bezimun unless you have a kezayis of pas. Having a kezayis of yerek or having a revius of a beverage other than water would not do this. Even though it allowed you to combine for 10, the Rambam says it doesn't allow you to combine for 3. Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yudches explains, the mechuyev bebirchas hamazon. You have to have something that mechayevs you in birchas hamazon. That's the definition of being mitzarif for zimun of shlosha. Then, however, the Mechaber brings down a second opinion. This is in the name of the Rif and the Rashba. The Yesh Omrim, there are those that disagree and say, the Bechazayis Dogon Mahani Afilu Minopas. As long as you're having a Kezayis of a grain product, albeit not bread, i.e., you only have to make a bracha achrona that's an ala michya and not a full benching, that still allows you to be in starif even for 3. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yotes brings down, Hainu Kagon Daisa, for example, something like the porridge that we just had a moment ago, Uchayotzibo, or anything else, Mimine Mazon, that comes from a grain product that sustains you, Shechayev Levar Echolav Brocha Achas Mein Sholosh, for which you'd have to make a Brocha Achrona, known as Ala Michyo, or theoretically Ala Geffen, or Ala Eitz. So these types of things that sustain a person also would allow, according to the Rif and the Rashba, the second opinion here that the Mechaber brings down, to combine to make a third person. You don't have to have the third person either, kezayis of pas. Then he brings down an even more lenient opinion, the Yesh Omrim. He brings down another opinion over here, the Yesh Omrim, the Biyerek ubekol Meichel Mani. Even with a vegetable, or even with any other maichel of a kezayis, you have to have a kezayis, according to the understanding of the Mechaber. As we brought down previously, the Vilna Gaon disagrees. We'll bring it down again later on. The Vilna Gaon disagreed by 10. He also disagrees by 3. You don't have to have kezayis. But the Mechaber passes over here, they need to have kezayis by 10. So he says you need to have a kezayis over here by 3 as well. But this even includes having yerek. And this third opinion is brought down in the Tosos and the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yona. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chof explains, V'hu adin shasiyah. The same thing applies over here, not only for the vegetables, the same thing applies for those beverages that we said were good in yesterday's shiur, v'chanal b'sif beis l'inyan asara. Those beverages, other than water, for example, that allow you to combine for 10, also allow you to combine for 3. What's the reasoning? The tam deyazu, the reasoning behind this third opinion, the sphere of law, this opinion holds, the le'inyan seiruf le'zimun akilu gam le'inyan shlosha. In regards to the tziruf of zimun, they also were makel in regards to 3 like they were makel in regards to 10. Why? Kiva sheshnayim mehem ochlu pas, since 2 of them already ate bread, umuchoyovim b'birchas ha'mazon, and they're obligated in b'birchas ha'mazon, so the third person is not really doing something wrong, v'hu ha'shashlishi ochal kezayis, as long as he ate a kezayis, shemuchoyov al koponim levarach b'rach krona. As long as he eats a kezayis over here that would obligate him in a bracha achrona, he can also combine for them to have 3 for Zimun. The Shaar HaTzion in Os Yudalid brings down the Chofetz Chaim. Hainu afilu lahani poskim shiskarti bebir halocha b'sif beis. This is even true according to those poskim we said in Sif beis. Linin asara de lo brin and shira, that don't need you to have a shira of a kezayis in regards to 10. Hochel inyan shlosha modu kuliyamu de dav kezayis. The Mishnah Berurah says that everybody would agree that in regards to 3, you need to have a kezayis. Dehotanan, because we've learned, vashamash ocho pochus b'kezayim v'chulei, that doesn't combine. If Shamish didn't eat a kezayis, it doesn't work. As the Mishnah Berurah says over there in the Bir Halacha. However, if you look in Dirshu, footnote number 21, he brings out that the Chazon Ish disagrees with this. The Chazon Ish Kasav, Shalafi Rias Hagra, according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that we brought down previously, Shebasara Ein Sarach Shilchu Kezayis Meyarek, that you don't need to have a Kezayis from the Yarek. This is what I mentioned before and what we mentioned in the previous Shiurim. So to over here, he says the same Halacha applies even by 3, that the Vilna Gaon would say, not like the Mishnah Berurah, but the Chazon Ish says that the Vilna Gaon would say you don't need even a Kezayis over here to be Mitzdar of the 3. I, the Rai he gave from a Shamish, that's because the Shamish didn't sit with them, so he doesn't demonstrate that he's part of them unless he eats a Kezayis. And the Mishnah Halachos brings down over here that according to this opinion of the Chazon Ish, the same thing applies to a liquid as well, that you just have to drink a rova revius and not a full revius. In any event, the simple understanding of the Mishnah Berurah certainly is that you need to have a Kezayis. How do we paskin? So the Mechaber tells us, Hilkach, between these three opinions, Shnayim she'achlu bo shlishi, if two people come along and a third person joins them, two people were eating and a third person comes to join them, so how much should he eat? Im yicholim laski ko she'ochel kezayis pas mutav. If you can get the guy to eat a kezayis of bread with you, so then you have a vadai chiv of zimun according to all three opinions, the Rambam, as well as the more meko sheet of the Rif and the Rashba, as well as the third sheet of the most meko sheet of the Tosus, the Rosh, and the Rebbeinu Yonah, so then that's all for the best. Have him have a kezayis of pas. Everybody agrees you bench Muziman. Vimeno Rotze, if he doesn't want to have a kezayis of pas, so then it will be better, the Mechaba says, not to get involved in a controversy over here. Lo yitnu lo lishtos v'lo maichol acher. Don't give him anything to drink, don't give him anything to eat, and in this way, there's no chiv whatsoever. He's not mitzarev with you, because if you give them something to eat, like the Mishnah says, a kezayis of something, either according to the second opinion of Dagon, which would make you make an alamichya, or according to the third most lenient opinion, just give him kezayis of yerek, or even a drink of a revius other than water, so then you'd end up into this machlokis, so better not to get involved in this machlokis. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. Humidiri ha-mechaber l'achriya ben ha-shitos. So the Mechaber is coming here to distinguish what you should do to get around this machlokis. You should try to encourage this third person to eat bread specifically, because this way you'll be yotzi the first opinion of the Rambam and not get involved in the machlokis. But if he doesn't want to eat a kezayis of pas, so then lo yit no klal, don't give him anything. This way you won't get involved into a machlokis, because some say yes, some say no, but if he doesn't eat it all, everybody agrees you don't do it at all. What happens if after the fact, in Eirash and Oslo Eza Dover Sheno Pas, if they gave him some sort of a dog gun, then we do pask in the fact that Bidi Evid, if he did eat a kezayis of a dog gun, so then that would be a chiv of Zimun for the three people. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Beis adds, V'achshav noagim shim lo rotz lecho pas. Nowadays, ideally, we still say give him pas. But let's say he says, I don't want to wash. I don't want to make a motzi. I don't want to eat bread. Nostam lo lechatchila lishtos o lecho lezodover. We do, in fact, give him something. A kezayis to eat or drink, or vias to drink. Ukhideo achrona. We paskin, in fact, like the third opinion. And since we encourage benching Zimun whenever we possibly can, so we do encourage giving this third person kezayis of even a yerek or of a revius of a drink in order to allow you to bench bezimun. That's the final psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Vim ira shenasanu lo lishtoso maichal acher yizamnu imo afa pishenu rotzu lechol pas." Now the Mechaber also concludes that if bottom line is he ate or drank something that according to the third opinion would obligate you, we lemaisa hold like that you should bench bezimun in that situation. Sif Dalit. The Mechaber says, Chaveirim shochlu kiechod, you have friends eating together, kitzasim ochlu kidei sviya, some of them ate to satiety, i.e., they were mechuyiv to bench midoraisa, uktsasim lo ochlu ala kezayis, and some of them only ate a kezayis or more, but not to satiety, which means that they are only mechuyiv to bench midorabonin. So you have a group of people, some obligated to bench midoraisa, some obligated to bench midorabonin. Now, im kulam yodim levarach, if they all know how to bench, by definition, that means that one person can be motzi the other person, like we learned previously. So then what should you do? In the days when one person would be motzi all the others, who should be the one to lead the benching? So the Mechaber tells us, mitzvah shivarach oso sha'ochal kidei sevia v'yotzi eso acherim. You have a choice between giving the person who's obligated to bench midoraisi, yeh to satiri, versus the one who only did kezayis more, but not to satiri. He's only benching midorabanan. So in this situation, when one person is going to be motzi all the others, have the person who's obligated to bench midoraisa be motzi the people that are only obligated to be benched the rabbanon, as well as anybody else that's obligated to bench midoraisa. However, then einon yodim kulam levarach, but if they all don't know how to bench, so now the person who doesn't know how to bench obviously can't lead the benching. So then in this situation, you can rely upon misha ocha kezayis, anybody who ate even a kezayis, so he's going to bench even though it's only midrabbanon. He can give motzi even the people that are mechuyev to have bench midoraisa, but they unfortunately don't know how to bench, so therefore he can be yotzi them. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel explains, the kiven dahar b'mehem ochlu kidei sviya, since many of them ate to satiety, and they're obligated to bench midoraisa, mutav shiyotziim, it would be preferred in that situation that the one who's benching on behalf of all of them, who's leading the benching and being motzi them, gamkin also sha'ochal kidei sviya, he should be one that is also mechuyev to bench midoraisa, mechuyev min haTorah kamoso. This way, a person who's obligated min haTorah is being motzi all the other people that are obligated min haTorah. Because the Achronim, however, mention the koze motzim bebirchas hamazon. That's only when one person is actually being motzi the other people in birchas hamazon. Nowadays, we don't do that. Aval mevarchim kolecha b'vnei atzmo, which is what we do nowadays. Everybody benches to themselves and is not really being yotzei with anybody else. El she'achom mezamin aleim, but one person does lead the benching and does the birchas hazimun. So then lo kabdinon kulehad. Then we're not so careful to say that only the person who ate midaraisa mechuyev to bench should be the one to lead the benching. And therefore we say lechatchilo yochol mezamin aleim af mishelo ochal kim kizayis. And we don't go around the room and say who ate a lot, who ate to satida, you be the one to lead the benching. But as long as everybody ate a kizayis, we're not machbid because everybody's really benching to themselves and it's only the zimun. And the Zimun is brought down by the Chafetz Chaim in Oz Tezayin. The Zimun is only the Birchas HaZimun L'Rova Poskim Hu Midrabbanan. He brings us down the name of the Prima Gadim. So since this is only Midrabbanan, you don't have to be Makbid. However, the issue footnote number 23 brings down for the Chazon Ish, who disagrees with this Prima Gadim. And he says, She'ein Yodea Mihema Rova Poskim. Who are these Rova Poskim that the Prima Gadim is bringing down over here? Ulashitaso. And in fact, the Chazon Ish says, Birchas HaZimun Midaraisa. So therefore, it's not so clear that this is true, like the Prima Gadim says. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kohen Chav Dalet, he writes, Demin HaTorah Yochel Lohotzi Chaver B'Birchas HaMazon Af Al Pi Shelo Achal Klal. Because technically we said that the person saying the Rabbanon can be motzi the person deraisa. Why is that so? It's because Min HaTorah, you don't even have to have eaten at all in order to be motzi somebody else, because we have the rule. Kiven Shechaveru Kfar Ochel V'Chayev Levarech V'Chol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, since he ate and he's obligated to bench. And we have a rule that we're all Arevim, we're all guarantors one to the other, we're all friends with each other, that I can be motzi to you, even though I'm not obligated myself. Elib Nesh Omer Sheker. The only reason why we don't allow this normally to allow somebody who hasn't eaten to bench for somebody else, because he has to say She'achalnu Mishalo Hulo Achal, and since he didn't eat over here, it's improper for him to say She'achalnu. Therefore, Hitzrichu Chacham Mishalcha Kizayis Mitchila. At least eat a kizayis, and albeit you'll only be obligated to bench Midrabanan, but you're not lying, and since, because of the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, you'd be allowed to be Yotzim anyway. So therefore, eat a kizayis, you're not being Meshaker by saying Shochalnu, and you're allowed to Midoraisa to be Motzim anyway. And he says, however, look in the Morgan Avraham, I am the Morgan Avraham, Shem Estapik. The Morgan is not clear about this. He says, the Lefi Zeh, according to that, you're telling us, Imheim Rak Shnayim, if there are only two people over here, the Belav Hochi Enom Mizamnim, which are not doing a Birchaz Zasimun, Efshod Yochol Lotzi Chaber, or Sheni Yodea, Levarach, Afilum Lo Ochol Klal. Then you should be allowed to go and be motzi somebody else, even though you didn't eat at all. But we don't pass like that. We don't allow you to do that. We don't allow somebody to be motzi somebody, midrabanan, unless you are also obligated in that thing yourself. This is also true from the Ra'ah and the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Ra'ah in Brachos and the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah say the same thing. And likewise, Obishita Mukubetsis in Brachos as well. Ayin Sham, looking all these places to see the clarification of this din. One last point can be seen in the Berhete of the Ramaschus Sviya. He says if somebody ate a huge amount, Achila Gasa, he was stuffed and he still ate, he really didn't need to eat that extra stuff. He wasn't hungry anymore. Nevertheless, motzi achem birchas hamazon. He also can be motzi other people in birchas hamazon as long as v'hu shenene girono. As long as he had some enjoyment out of it, this would be acceptable. He brings down the name of the Shulta Giborim, and he says to also look in the Knesset Sagdola for additional details. That concludes today's shiur.